Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. He writes at Defining Ideas. He's a senior fellow at Hoover. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I go from Richard's reporting. The percentage of women enrolled in college rose from about 42% of college populations in 1970, when I graduated college, thankfully, to about 57% today. Thankful that my children have participated in that increase, my daughter among them. And that at the year 2000, it's even perhaps even higher today. That's all to be celebrated. The question here is about Title IX, which, according to an article in the New York Times, Richard reporting, by an actress, Lindsay Krause, Title IX is not adequate. There should be more of Title IX applied not only to academia, to university campuses, but also post-college. Professor, what is Title IX as Lindsay Krause presents it?
Well, Title IX is a statute which says that if anybody who receives federal funds, they are not allowed to discriminate in the provision of various kinds of programs, both academic and athletic, on the grounds of sex. And the innocent interpretation of that statute is that what you cannot do is to announce that you're not going to allow women's sports to take place. But there were first a series of regulations, then a series of letters in 1979, and all of a sudden Title IX became a statute which says that you have to either have or aim to have proportionate representation of men and women in sports at the college level. Now, the natural level in a world without subsidies of participation in sports tends to be, roughly speaking, 65-35. That's the level that you have in intramurals. And if you start looking at the college level, there are certain sports like football and wrestling. The former has no serious female components, and the latter a very small one. And then there are other sports like ice hockey and so forth, which are also very physical, which have a modest female performance, but not a very large one. So that if you simply went through the way the system operates, what you would do is you would be boosting up female participation, but you would not be trying to cut down male participation. And in fact, if you go to the years just before Title IX became law, it was pretty clear that there was a general movement independent of the statutes to increase the role and influence of women on colleges. I mean, I was in college just before that, and I was in law school at the time, and it was very clear that a lot of the traditional prohibitions were taking down,
right,
and that the funding and stuff would continue
and
to increase.
And at the same time, boys' schools went to co-ed schools.
That's right,
I watched that happen in front of me. Now, Richard, we come to today, however, because Lindsay mm-hmm. Krause is fine with all of that, and that's a success. What I understand this letter, this recommendation, is to move the mandates of Title IX to professional sports. Is that practical?
Yeah, well, yes, and let me answer on the first thing. I don't think Title IX has been a success, because what happens is the only way you could get parity is to cut program after program having to do with wrestling and other kinds of sports, so that men have many fewer opportunities than women. You pay basically women a small fortune to get them enrolled, and you tell men that even if you want to clean the gym yourself, you're not allowed to participate. But what she wants to do is to say, look, we have this male culture, and people like sports that have strength and combat and excitement with them, and women don't want to watch that stuff. Well, I mean, one of the things I did is I went back and found this survey which looked at the level of interest that women have in sports generally, and the numbers between women and men are quite astounding. On the woman's side, close to 40% have no interest in sports, whereas the number of men is less than half that. But if you then look at the other side of people with serious interest in sports, men basically outnumber women by 10 to 1. And so if you're trying to figure out how you satisfy the market as it is, and you want to put out sports that appeal to women, you will not get women, but you will lose men. And so the entire industry will start to collapse. At which point she says what we have to do is to start to redefine the preferences of everybody so that they conform to what she believes. And this is now the deeply authoritarian component associated with Title IX. If it turns out that people don't like women's sports as much as they ought, then what we do is we ban the man's sports, put women's sports on there, and tell them to watch. Well, in a commercial environment, which is not a university, this is a course for suicide. So the challenge that I would put to Ms. Krauss is you have about 40% of the women who don't watch sports at all. What you do is put together a program and see if you can get a larger number of women to do it. One of the things that would be nice to do would be a study is women's sports, for example, basketball. Women's basketball has, you know, gotten much stronger over the years. The majority of the people watch it female or male.
We have and a minute. 1 minute, hey, Richard. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so I think in all of these particular cases, what one has to say is that the market works perfectly well. It registers preferences. It doesn't change them. Krauss wants to do is to remake the world to make everybody unhappy so that her vision of equality of the sex ought to prevail. And this is the problem of modern anti-discrimination laws. They're deeply authoritarian, and they're utterly opposed to freedom of choice for all people, male and female alike.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow writing at Defining Ideas on Title IX, Title IX beyond college and campus, and also on the question of protecting the Supreme Court with federal authority. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.